This is Cruise Control.
Control.
Your on-air automotive magazine with co-hosts Fred Staub and Les Jackson.
Control.
Everything you need to know about new and used cars.
Control.
Industry news. We'll fix or repair your car on the air.
On the air.
Control.
Fasten your seatbelts and let us take the wheel.
Now, your ride is about to begin.
Cruise Control.
Because you're on
Cruise Control.
Cruise Control.
Cruise Control.
And welcome to Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine with Fred Staub and Les Jackson. We are really glad you are along for the ride because we've got a lot of automotive information. Les is prepping something over in the passenger seat of the Cruise Control van. What are you working on over there, Les?
Well, I'm hoping it's going to be a nuclear-powered drivetrain.
Okay, well, that's good. We'll keep you working on that. But we're going to jump right into the stories with a question. Did Tesla move too fast with its autopilot software? One company thinks so they have parted ways with Tesla. We'll tell you what's going on there.
Yeah, the seams seem to be getting a little bit frayed over there. Anyway, Fiat, on the good side, has introduced plans to get consumers buying small cars again. Oh, please. I hope it works. But will customers return to the showroom?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's a story we've been talking a lot about on Cruise Control Radio about how no one is buying cars. They're just buying crossovers. So we'll talk about that. We're also going to talk tech. Ford's engineers take a look into the future with some way out ideas, but they may not be that way out. We'll see if any of them come to your car anytime soon.
That's right. And also, could the future Corvette be missing something that's been part of the sports car's DNA?
We're talking about
wheels.
We are talking about what the Corvette they call the Emperor. And we'll tell you a little bit about that. And two motorists demonstrate what not to do behind the wheel.
And of course, you know it was preceded by watch this.
Exactly. All that and a whole lot more when we get rolling on this edition of Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine with Fred Staub and Les Jackson. Don't forget, we are on the web at cruisecontrolradio.com. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, all there, cruisecontrolradio.com. And, Les, this is a big story that we're going to start with on Tesla, and it involves a company called Mobileye. They help them develop some of their software, and they say that Tesla has gone too far, too fast. And, you know, when you look at certain things, like you look at what was going on in Pittsburgh this week and Uber saying, oh, we're ready to start self-driving cars there, I think they are pushing it a little bit too fast. I really do, because cars are not talking to each other yet, and I just think they're moving a little too fast on it. We'll have to see, though. And really, no matter what happens, this won't be commonplace for the next 5 or 10 years for sure. So we will kick that around when we come back on Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine with Fred Staub and Les Jackson. We will be right back. Listen to the live feed of Cruise Control Radio every Saturday at 10 a.m. Eastern. Go to www.cruisecontrolradio.com to find out how to do it. Is your car starting to show its age? Over time, paint becomes oxidized, faded, and scratched. But you can restore that tired paint and repair those scratches with the paint restoration system from 3M. It's an affordable way to make those repairs in your garage in just one afternoon with basic tools. The kit contains all of the restoration products and polishing pads you need to bring your vehicle's paint back to like-new condition. For more information, visit www.3mcarcare.com. I got a blowing, going crazy, sitting under the
hood. It's a beefed-up son of a gun. Cruise Control. Welcome back to Cruise Control, your on-air automotive magazine. It is I, the Grand Poobah of Trivia, Les Jackson speaking. Today's trivia, Fred.
Yes.
We're gonna talk about George.
George who?
George
of the Jungle
is the classic name in aviation for the autopilot.
Ah, okay.
That is what you say. I'm going to let George take control.
Ah, gotcha.
See how we get into this subject?
I see how we get into the subject, and that brings us to our lead story, Tesla. Over at Tesla, Elon Musk is hoping to roll out a new autopilot version of software next week. This would be autopilot version 8.0, and he says it should recognize objects like trucks crossing the road, piles of junk metal, even a UFO. Although I think he's being a bit flip, because there was the story of the guy that had theoretically had autopilot on and it didn't recognize the truck, and he's under scrutiny for a fatal crash that happened in May. So it might be a little flip talking about UFOs and things like that. The other story that's developing on this is Mobileye, which is a company that was developing a lot of their software. And Mobileye attempted to force Tesla to discontinue the development of their autopilot software, saying they were going too far too fast. Mobileye does, they make a lot of sensors and the crash warning systems and the crash mitigation systems. And they felt that it was Tesla was moving too fast with this autopilot software, and they were pushing the envelope of safety. So they decided not to work with Tesla anymore, which is pretty big, right?
Well, that is big because Mobileye is a serious company. They work with a lot of manufacturers.
Mm-hmm. Collision detection and driver assistance.
And these systems work just great within the parameters they're supposed to work.
Right.
So Mobileye doesn't want, you know, to put out a bad example or be guilt by association.
Right.
Don't blame them. Now, by the way, Mobileye, great name.
Yeah, I think so.
Autopilot, bad name.
Well, one of the problems they said Mobileye was saying is people were warned not to take their hands off the wheel, to use it as an assist, not a pilot. Not you know, autopilot to me means you take your hands off the wheel and you the plane flies itself.
You read the newspaper.
Right. But
and you've driven self-steering press cars. I have too.
Yeah.
And you keep your hand hovering near the wheel
in case something goes wrong.
And frequently it does, because it runs out of white lines, or, you know, there's bad weather. Who knows?
Yeah. So the folks at Mobileye felt that Tesla did not make it clear enough that you have to keep your hands on the wheel. Now, Tesla's response is, well, we're going to make it even clearer for people to put their hands on the wheel. I don't know what they could do other than a proximity system that checks that your hands are on the wheel. But what's it going to do if they're not? Is it going to shut the system off? You don't want to do that if your hands aren't on the wheel.
Well,
I guess it will
start
warning them with chimes and things like that. But Mobileye is moving on, and it's doing a number of deals in Germany with BMW and forging other alliances. It's just not going to work with Tesla anymore. So I wonder how that works. I mean, their sensors and that are in the car already. I guess they'll keep them there, right?
Well, I'm sure they will. But all they really need to do is equip the cars with software that will just sound an alarm.
Yeah.
That, hey, you know, it's, you got to take the wheel. It's I'm losing my ability to keep a straight track.
Exactly. I think I've driven with people like that.
Yes, we know people like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, over in Pittsburgh this week, Uber debuted self-driving vehicles. Well, sort of, because they still have a driver that sits in the passenger seat. These are Fords, and they look like they have the old rooftop air conditioner on them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? And that hides all the gear to make it self-driving. Once again, I think they are pushing it too hard. Uber, let's face it, wants to not have any employees and have the car pick you up themselves. We're not there yet.
That's the future, but the future is not today. Now, every one of these, Uber did say, they stated yesterday, that every one of these is going to have a person behind the wheel.
But, you know, it right now, it's kind of a gimmick if you think about it. Why do you need it to drive itself?
That's right. Why do you need it?
Yeah. We'll talk about that and Fiat trying to get people to buy small cars. Kind of a hard task. When we come back on Cruise Control Radio, don't forget we're on the web at cruisecontrolradio.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. We will be right back. For the latest updates on Cruise Control, follow us on Twitter at Cruise Control Rad. That's CRUISECTRLRAD. Cruise Control Rad.
They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept a cooking.
Cruise Control.
And welcome back to Cruise Control Radio in the Cruise Control Van with Fred Staub and Les Jackson. Decidedly not self-driving. It takes two of us on two steering wheels to keep this.
Actually, it is sort of self-driving because it sort of goes where it wants to go.
That's true. It's self-wandering. Yeah.
We are
on the web at cruisecontrolradio.com. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. We got a lot of followers this week on Facebook. Or likes on Facebook. Really, really good. So we always appreciate that. Keep them coming. We were talking a little bit about Uber and self-driving vehicles in this Pittsburgh trial. These are Fords. They look like they have that air conditioning unit on top with a giant silver cup spinning around. That's for the LIDAR for their radar kind of tracking of the car. And I think this is more for PR than anything else.
Yeah, this is a big advertising gimmick.
Mm-hmm. And you know, if you have to have a driver in there, as we were saying before the break, why would you? system. I mean, it doesn't, you know, I hate to say it because Uber has been, I guess, a pretty decent job for some people, but their idea is to basically eliminate the driver, right?
Eventually.
Down the line.
Yes, they see themselves, it's their vision, if not their mission, to provide automated transportation for everybody. But I guarantee you, when that comes, and it will come,
mm-hmm.
They're going to be competing with all the car manufacturers.
Yes, and talk about reducing costs if you say, well, we already have cars, so we don't have to buy them.
That's right, and we have a whole lot more R&D capability than you do.
Yeah, exactly. So basically, the autonomous driving goes back to 1995, Les, when a Carnegie Mellon researchers built a minivan. It was a van. That drove itself across country and remained in autonomous mode about 98% of the time.
And in 97, there was a fleet of 10 Buicks that ran a section of the freeway between L.A. and San Diego of about 10 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And they were autonomous, and they had very strange, sloppy software. I was invited to be one of the journalists in them. I couldn't make the trip, but other people I know did. And they sort of worked.
That's right. They sort of worked. Hey, one of the stories we're talking about a lot on Cruise Control Radio is how the fleet mix has changed. People basically are not buying cars. They are buying crossovers, whether small, medium, or large. And they're kind of letting a lot of great small cars die on the vine. And Fiat, whose lineup is basically all small cars, is trying to counter that. They do have a crossover, but it's more the Fiat 500X. But that's more like a small car that's raised up a little bit, although it's a fine vehicle. But a rough year for small car sales in U.S. So Fiat's doing something about it. They're resetting for the 2017 model year with more content, lower costs, and simpler packages of features within each offering. So they're cutting the base price in the U.S. by 5 to 10% on many vehicles. And the mid-range version of the 500L, which is called the Trekking, will cost only about 1% less, but will come packed with previously expensive extras like heated leather seats, a premium Beats audio system, and a 6.5-inch touchscreen with nav. So simplifying the offerings, I think, basically helps the manufacturer, doesn't it? Because there's less.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, the economies of scale are much better.
Mm-hmm.
But it also simplifies things for the buyers. You know, people are just too impatient to kind of put together a car from a shopping list.
Yeah.
Although you and I would prefer to do that.
It would be fun. It would be fun. Millennials and Generation X folks account for about 45% of the brand's customers. That's not bad. That's pretty good. That's kind of something people craze.
I'm seeing more Fiats on the road in the past couple months.
Well, they're a fun
DC
car.
Here.
They're a fun car. They look fun, you know? And their average buyer age is 49.
That's because, of course, the other percentage of the buyers are baby boomers.
Yeah.
So that brings the average age up to 49.
Yeah.
But still not bad. I mean, that's a good income demographic.
Mm. So here's the approach. Each model has an entry level called Pop. The 500 Pop for 2017 starts at $14,995.
Wow.
More than $1,000 less than the original price in 2011. The Lounge Edition was cut by $2,000 to $18,395. And the Abarth Edition will sell for $2,580 less, starting at $19,995. Les, that's a lot of performance for that price.
It is. You know,
that's a fun car.
That's a lot of fun for $20,000.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it will climb easily to $25,000, but when by the time you equip it out. But frankly, I mean, it may not even hit $25,000 because that's a lot of options. $5,000 on a small car like that, isn't it?
Well, it is. I can just see these becoming very appealing. I think right now the car world is sort of drawing itself toward the Fiats and the Beetles,
mm-hmm,
and the Minis.
Fun cars.
Well, cars that
stand
look
out
like fun, but are also good, basic, solid daily transportation.
Mm-hmm. Many of them probably hitting close to 40 miles to the gallon.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think it will swing back. There's always trends, you know, and I certainly think it will swing back. But frankly, these Fiat cars are interesting for that price. A lot of car, a lot of style, a lot of fun with the color of the vehicle. So I think it could be successful. Attractive prices right there. If you're looking for a car, hey, it's one to consider. Don't forget, you are listening to Cruise Control Radio, and we are on the web at cruisecontrolradio.com. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. It's all there, cruisecontrolradio.com. And when we come back, we are going to talk a little tech, because Ford's engineers have taken a look into the future, and they're seeing some interesting things. They're almost interesting to the point, Les, where I think there's something you would have designed.
Well, yeah, except that theirs works better.
Well, they have a water supply that they're going to have in the car, or they're talking about having in the car, and something else. I'll just tease it. Something that is really cool, because have you ever gotten out of your car and you have a lot of packages to carry and you've got nothing to carry them on? Well, they have that. Well, they have that fixed up for you. We're also going to talk about the future Corvette, something that people love in the Corvette currently, or many people do, might not be available in the next generation. We'll talk about that. You know, a few weeks ago when we were at Corvettes at Carlisle, the chief engineer, we asked him about mid-engine cars, and he said, well, they were working on that before the bankruptcy. So that was kind of a nod, like, yes, there will be a mid-engine car.
Pretty likely.
Pretty likely. And a lot of spy photos have been going around of the mid-engine Corvette. But we'll tell you what it won't have. We know this for a fact, what it won't have, when we come back on Cruise Control Radio. And we've got plenty more, too. We're also going to talk about Volkswagen introducing a vehicle that could be the next
Now the
Beetle.
Boys all thought that I'd lost my sense.
Not look like the Beetle, like but the next every man or every person's car. So keep it tuned to Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine with Fred Staub and Les Jackson. We've got so much more to go, so keep it tuned and keep it bubbled. We'll be right back. Cruise Control Radio goes live every Saturday starting at 10 a.m. Eastern. To listen, click the link on our homepage. Go to www.cruisecontrolradio.com.
Cruise Control.
Welcome back. Fred and I are still at the wheel of the van, and we're going to talk tech.
Oh, yeah.
And this appeals to me because, as you know, I've built some rather weird inventions over the years. My most impractical one was the gasoline-powered turtleneck sweater. but it
remember
worked.
That I always have to call back to this. Remember Nissan had an ad where they said, why are all cars gas powered by gas? Imagine if everything was powered by gas and they had a gasoline-powered clock radio.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
With like that's a right. weed whacker engine on it. That'll wake you up.
Well, it would certainly wake you up.
Yes. And
it would also, you wouldn't be able to find your way out of the bedroom because of all the smoke.
That is right. That is right. Well, this is fun. You know, we love talking tech on Cruise Control, and we talk about it a lot. But these are kind of fun ideas that, you know, sort of when you think outside of the box. And it came at Ford's event called Further with Ford. And they talk about trends in the industries. And then they bring out, they have like a little competition. And they brought out three Ford engineers that had some ideas that are a little bit out there. And they included an in-car water dispenser, an app to control the car settings. And I believe I may have mentioned that on the show last week, and you shot me down about it, Les. I have to say, I think you did. This is how you could store all your seat settings in that on your phone. And then when the phone is sensed by the car, it actually sets all the radio presets, the seat settings, the mirror settings. They actually are thinking about doing that. I think that's actually doable.
I can see that happening. I mean, it seems silly on one level, but on another level, it isn't.
And then this one I like, and we're going to talk about each of these at length, a hoverboard for carrying your cargo. Pretty cool. Well,
that's right.
Let's take a
Marty,
word by...
whatever you do, make sure you get to 87 miles an hour.
That's right. By the way, there was just a story of a DeLorean owner that was given a ticket for going 88 miles an hour. And that's the time where he's...
Yeah. That's right.
Okay, so the first invention that the Ford engineer came up with is called On-the-Go H2O. Basically, it's a drinking water tap in the center console, and it could be considered an addition to in-car refrigerators, which are becoming popular. But the engineer says he was using wastewater and is basically providing clean water through filtration. He uses the condensation from the air conditioning system. It collects in a pan, pumped through a tube into a filter and out of a dispenser found. He actually went to Home Depot. And
that's right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you may as well get something that's generic.
Hmm. It could be used. I mean, let's face it, BMW came up with a great idea, I thought, of putting a steam jacket around the catalytic converter and generating steam and then having that convert into electricity to power a battery.
Sure.
I thought that was a great idea.
Waste That's a great
heat,
idea.
It can be used somehow, you know. But anyway, that was the water expenser car idea. And then there is another one called Phone as Car. The idea is that if you are involved with ride sharing or car sharing, you could have a way to keep your car preferences stored on your phone instead of having to input all that into the dials and menus and that. And it would also allow the rider to adjust climate control and radio settings in any vehicle with compatible software. And I think that's kind of cool. I mean, they're saying it could even, you could even adjust the climate control and radio settings in an autonomous car before it arrives. Okay, that's taking it a little far.
That would
there.
Be that would be kind of cool.
Yes, but this is doable because Ford has their sync system. I bet it could work.
Yeah. Oh no, I think it could. And the the other app that one of the engineers came up with is a translator function that works through sync.
Mm-hmm.
So if the passenger doesn't speak English or your language, it translates for you. Or, you know, in the case here, if you're trying to understand your teenager's language, it translates, typically meaning I want more money. But that's pretty cool.
And then the third and final device is something that, heck, they could market this to anybody. It's called the Car-E, pronounced carry. So it's spelled C-A-R-R-E, and they say carry. The engineer behind it rode in on the stage, and what he said is it can carry you hoverboard for 14 miles at 11 miles an hour. I call this the new spare tire.
Yeah.
It was in your trunk, right? But it could be used to carry your groceries or your luggage or anything else. You would put it on the board, and it would walk behind you, floating behind you, carrying the cargo. I think that would just be great for anywhere, wouldn't it?
Well, it would, but 11 miles an hour is about three times faster than you're going to walk.
It would get there before.
It's
yeah.
Or you could just get on it.
Yeah. Oh, you could get on it, and I would like to just go to a train station that way on one of those hoverboards. Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be cool.
Yeah. I could see that, though. Imagine that. I mean, you think about what happens when we do radio remotes. We have all that gear. Imagine if you could put it on one of these things and it would just sail off to where it was supposed to go.
Put it on a leash and say, follow me.
I like it.
I do, too.
I like it. I think these are good ideas. And I do think, though, the app one with the translation and saving the settings has the most out of all three of those. That has the biggest chance of making it, don't you?
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah. Interesting stuff from the folks over at Ford, and the event was called Further with Ford. A lot of fun. You are listening to Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine with Fred Staub and Les Jackson. We are glad you are along for the ride. Don't forget, we're on the web at cruisecontrolradio.com. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. It's all there, cruisecontrolradio.com. A lot of talk about Corvette. Of course, we talked a lot about Corvettes a couple of weekends ago. This one is called the Emperor. There's some pretty clear spy photos. It certainly looks like a Corvette or a Ferrari, perhaps.
Well, or a Lambervette.
obviously, this is a prototype. I'm not crazy about the chopped-off front end. Frankly, the short front end. But it is has apparently a code name Emperor. We think it will probably be called the Duntov Corvette. And it could be appearing in 2019. Car and Driver's doing a lot of reporting on this. But they're also reporting this car, the Emperor, the mid-engine one, will not offer a manual transmission. That it will only offer a dual-clutch 7-speed.
Well, it makes the most sense. They're efficient. They don't break, or they don't wear out as easily as clutches do. Very few people relatively know how to drive a manual, much less correctly anymore. So, and you know, and everybody else, BMW and Ferrari are going that way, and Lamborghini. So, you know, it's time for that technology to sort of go bye-bye.
Well, I think, and if you take what Taz Juchter told us, I think they're still going to build the rear drive model as well. I think this will be probably a $200,000 car to compete with the likes of the Ford GT. And oddly, it will be, if it's a $200,000 or $250,000 car, it will be affordable. Still have the affordability in it because the Ford GT is $450,000. So,
yeah, that's right.
So I think they will continue to build both for a while. I'm not saying forever, but I think this will be the super-duper limited edition Corvette. And they will build, because the other one, the 7, is relatively new, you know? And they're still bringing variants of it out. And there's talk they'll bring a ZR1 out, too.
That's true. And it does make sense. I mean, after all, the G4 GT is kind of in its own American market.
Yep. We'll talk more about that and a whole lot more. We come back on Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine. Remember, Facebook, Twitter, all there, cruisecontrolradio.com. We'll be right back. Cruise Control Radio goes live every Saturday starting at 10 a.m. Eastern. To listen, click the link on our homepage. Go to www.cruisecontrolradio.com. Feeling a little dim? Don't blame your brain or the weather. Hazy headlights may be the problem. Hazed or cloudy plastic headlights can reduce your vehicle's visibility on the road, making it very difficult to see the road and for other cars to see you. Now you can restore plastic headlight lenses to like-new clarity with the Lens Renewal Kit from 3M, an easy-to-use solution for removing the yellowing and hazing that reduces headlight performance and visibility. For more information, visit www.3mcarcare.com.
Standing on a throttle. Standing on the brakes, in a groove till you make a mistake. Sometimes you're the wind machine, sometimes you're the bug.
Cruise Control.
Welcome back to Cruise Control. We've been talking about all sorts of different technologies this hour.
Mm-hmm.
And we have yet another one. Well, not a new technology, but...
Well, Volkswagen says it's going to be a game changer, just the way the Beetle was. The original Beetle, an electric car for every person. And frankly, if you look at the back of it, it sort of looks like the Golf, doesn't it?
Well, of course, they make the e-Golf now. I've driven one.
But this one.
Nice car.
Will have a range of 250 to 300 miles.
That's terrific. That is a game changer.
Would you... like to say the name of the German publication that
well, let's see.
Is it
Wirtschaftswoch?
Their CEO, Herbert Diess, was interviewed there, and he said this will be the size of the Golf compact hatchback, but with the interior space of the Passat midsize car. It's how the batteries are going to be packaged in the floor. It will have a range of 250 to 300 miles. Folks, this is it. This is when the big swap over takes place, right? When you get that mileage?
Yep. When you get 300 miles, you're covering a huge market that wasn't there before.
Really, the teaser looks nice. The taillights look back.
Oh, it does.
Nice. It looks like the back of the Golf, basically. And they're also announced that they're going to build the Bud E concept minivan, which looks kind of like a microbus, doesn't it? Or the next generation of the microbus.
That's right.
Volkswagen, of course, which has 12 brands, will launch more than 30 fully electric cars by 2025. That was Matthias Müller told the shareholders that in June. and they expect to begin selling 2 million to 3 million pure electric vehicles a year, about 25% of all sales. So
that's very, very aggressive. But then again, 2025 is 9 years away.
Yeah. But, you know, you look at, we're going to talk about this more later, but you look at the Bolt announcing that it's got 238-mile range. That is the official EPA range. That's a real car. That's a car you can drive to the country, you know?
That's right.
And I think you're going to see an uptick in people installing electric chargers. I think you'll see more electric chargers around and available to people. You know, it's a good thing. I really do think it's a good thing. And next hour, we're going to talk a little bit to a guy, Mark Frommeyer, who has a very cool car that I drove. That's basically an electric motorcycle that two people can sit in. But in some ways, it's like a car. In some ways, it's like a motorcycle. All about electric mobility, you know, quiet, fast, real good.
Absolutely. It's really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Can't wait to see it.
Yeah. So I think you're just going to see more and more of this. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, listen, this is the future. We've been saying this for a long time. It's definitely going to happen. The car companies, all of them, are working on electric vehicles. They're not doing it for fun.
No, not at all. They're not doing it for fun. But I think, you know, up until now, they've been a novelty, and I think the novelty idea is going to fade away, and they will be bread and butter. And you know, people won't worry about buying it. They'll have ability to charge it, and chargers will be everywhere. And so I think it's good. I really do. Hey, let's talk a little bit about people doing stupid things behind cars. I know you like to frequent the upscale hotels on the southern coast of France, right?
Oh, always.
Caen.
Yes.
Yeah, you're at Caen. Well, the Grand Hyatt Caen Hotel Martinez had an interesting visitor. Apparently, someone decided to take their $270,000 McLaren MP412C and drive it right through the revolving door.
Good idea.
Did they think that was the entrance to it or what?
Well, needless to say, it was a perception problem, if not involving lots of alcohol.
Yes, or somebody thought they could drive through there. Remember, you stayed at a hotel where someone thought the front door was the garage and they blew
yes.
the whole front wall out.
Yeah.
So apparently, though, there's so much money there, the guy just went down the street and bought another one.
Wow.
I'll just take the plates off and leave that there. And buy another one. How do they do it? How do they have
Man.
That much money? Yeah.
That's right. Who is this guy?
Well, who is this guy? A Texas man was parking his Toyota SUV on the top level of a Texas parking structure, the rooftop parking. It was a 9-story Littlefield garage in downtown Austin. As he pulled into an outward-facing parking spot, he says the SUV failed to stop and rolled over the edge of the structure. The 4Runner's front axle became entangled in the structure's wire safety barriers as it fell and flipped the car over and came to a stop in midair, still running, with the driver inside. Two of his friends had just parked their car in the garage. They witnessed it. They pulled him out from this dangling car through the sunroof.
Brother.
Mm-hmm. And the Austin Fire Department arrived on the scene soon after. And with a crane, they put the 4Runner on a crane and carefully cut it free and lowered it to the street. Wow. That would get your attention, wouldn't it?
That would certainly do it.
Yeah. So, how do people do these things, Les?
I wish I had an explanation.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty crazy. Pretty crazy stuff. This is another interesting story. You know, of course, Mitsubishi is doing away with the Evo, the Evolution, the real hot rod they had. The final one sold, final edition number 1600, sold at auction, with proceeds going to Feeding America Riverside San Bernardino and Second Harvest Food Bank of Orange County for $76,400. A lot of dough, right? So they are, it went to a good cause, $76,000. And it is the Evo X final edition. I think that's pretty cool. And, that was a fine car, a lot of performance, in a little package. And, I think it's going to a good cause like that for hunger. So it's a good deal. Good deal. I don't know if they're going to have anything as exciting in their lineup, because they're going to kind of be more bread and butter. And there was some talk that they might even be just build SUVs and crossovers. So we'll have to see what happens with Mitsubishi. But another thing I wanted to mention, Volkswagen is no longer going to build the two-door GTI, one of the coolest, funnest cars, the performance version of the Golf. It's no longer going to sell the two-door version in America. And that design goes all the way back to the Mark I version, which I remember. Very, very cool car that started the whole hot hatch trend. But no more on two doors. They say the weight differential was not that much, and it was only $600 less than the four doors. So why bother, right? All right, we appreciate you listening to Cruise Control Radio with Fred Staub and Les Jackson. Don't forget, we're on the web at cruisecontrolradio.com. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. It's all there. Time for me to say I'm Fred Staub. He's Les Jackson. We'll see you down the road. Cruise Control Radio is your on-air automotive magazine. Go to www.cruisecontrolradio.com for more information.